Stephen Henderson, we're all digging through this plan, hundreds of pages, in fact. So first, lay this out for us. What are the main things we should know about the plan?
Well, I mean, in a large context, this is a final resolution of Detroit's financial past. It takes all of the bad debt that we're carrying and writes it down. It takes the promises that we made to pensioners that we can't sustain and tries to sort of make them more manageable. It takes everything, all the mistakes that we've made, and says, here, let's put a final marker on all of these things and move ahead. I think that's a very useful way to try to digest this report.
So the plan calls for no more than 10% cuts to police and fire retiree pensions, and no more than 30% for general retirees. Now, retirees are already saying the cuts are too deep. Bondholders are saying they're not deep enough. Where does that leave things right now, Stephen?
Well, you know, the pensioners are going to say that any cut is too deep, and that's their job, right? The pension boards represent the retirees who were made promises that they would be paid all of their money, not just a percentage. Bondholders are always going to think that if pensioners are not being treated as badly as the bondholders are being treated, that they're getting too much. Certainly what's happened here is that the money that we've been able to raise from foundations and the Detroit Institute of Arts and some promises from the state have made the blow to pensioners much less severe than it should have been. What we've got to do now is convince the pensioners that that's a good deal and that that's probably the best deal, in fact, that they're going to get in federal court where they should be taking a much larger hit. Now, of course, at the Free Press, our position is that they shouldn't take any hit because even once we resolve the bankruptcy, there's a constitutional amendment in Michigan that guarantees them their money. The state should probably have to come up with that money anyway, but that's a separate negotiation. In bankruptcy court, this is probably the best they're going to do, and I think that they'll pretty quickly come to realize that.
Stephen, Kevin Orr has 8 months left on this appointment. He said today he doesn't have time for acrimony, doesn't have time for litigation, but how realistic is that really?
I think if you look at the structure of Chapter 9 in the Federal Bankruptcy Code, I think it might be very realistic. Once this plan of adjustment is filed, there are very few avenues for any creditor to really get major changes. I mean, they really have to make sophisticated arguments about being treated differently from other creditors of the same class. This is the virtue, really, of having gotten to this point as quickly as we did. You know, the wrangling and negotiating is almost all pre this plan. You can file suit now, but most of the creditors would know. Challenging the plan at this point delays any money you're going to get, and you're going to spend a lot of money litigating to try to get it. This is probably the best everyone's going to do. There will be a couple of tough issues to sort out in terms of the detail, but really in the end, I think we're looking at the structure of the plan that will be accepted by the court, and that will come very quickly. I would imagine that by end of summer, we are probably talking about wrapping this whole thing up.
So finally, we have just a few seconds left, Stephen. How do you see this playing out?
I think real quickly, we will see creditors make a lot of noise in the short term about not liking this. I think that will turn to, you know, acceptance of this as the plan that we have, and the fact that there's no more money to be gotten out of Detroit than is being offered, and we'll get to a resolution. Hopefully by fall, we're saying Detroit is on its way out of bankruptcy.
That would be good news. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Absolutely.